He did. He trade raped somebody already.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. What are you talking about?
No,
I sent out a warning too. Jeez almighty.
Yeah. Hey, McClain, are you related to somebody named Juice McClain?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is your real last name McClain?
No.
No.
What?
But my first name is Juice.
Oh. All right, I got music too. I'm ready. Let's do this.
They call me an enigma, maddeningly inconsistent.
When I wake up in the morning, all I do is say, damn, JR, you is scoring. George Carl is boring. 2013, hoops galore. Mike told me to put down the jeans, pick up the suit. China, you could keep that loot. I'm headed to practice. Yeah, I said it, practice. I can't miss. Two kisses on the wrist. Swish. I'm so fly. I'm so tight. My game is so right. So right. So right. I'm so fly. I'm so tight. My game is so right. The crossover, I crossed over from journeyman to sixth man of the year in a contract year with an option, it's my option to shoot or to pass, to score you need to shoot, to score more you need to shoot more, hoops galore, my teammates be like no, 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 yes. No stress, mellow, give me the keys to the car.
You the godfather.
I followed you from the Rockies to the NYC.
If you double team, kick it to me.
I'm open for three.
I'm so fly, I'm so tight. My game is so.
Welcome everyone to the TPS NBA update. It's been a long time. And you know what I really want to talk about?
How you're healthy now?
Yeah, I'm actually healthy. I was on like the 2 week injured list or whatever, 10 day,
15 day DL.
Yeah, 15 day DL. I immediately
called franchise soft.
Whoa, whoa! Hey, I went to the doctor. I had to get medicated. Okay, I was
all right.
It was career threatening.
I didn't know there was a prescription for being soft.
if you take the medicine I take, then you would not be that soft.
Wow. Wow. Really? That's how this is going to go?
Hell yeah.
So that right there is Soft Chise 254.
Soft?
Soft _ McClain. Soft 34. And I don't have one for Canada. Just
Soft Nation.
Just Soft Nation. And we're here to get into the TBS NBA. But that song reminds me of something. Like, who would be the J.R. Smith of this podcast? Who's just going to keep shooting and shooting?
Soft Diddy.
So a lot has happened. A lot has happened. The one thing that happened, that a lot of people, you know, messaged me on Twitter about was this right here.
Run it, but I'll show you how to coach. Here comes Chris Paul. The lob. The jam! Oh, what a monster jam by DeAndre Jordan! Oh,
Now, I got a lot of tweets when Brandon Knight decided that he was going to try to block an alley-oop to a 7-footer in an NBA game. Like, that's a bad idea, right?
That was a funny idea.
That was
any 7-footer. Cause if it was like Chris Kaman.
Yeah.
Then maybe that's a good idea.
Right, right. You can get away with that against somebody like Chris Kaman.
Yeah. But it was Dunk Andre Jordan.
That's true.
The most athletic center in the NBA, right? We can say that. Maybe, is he even a little bit more athletic than Dwight Howard?
Well, his back isn't broken.
That's true.
Yeah. And his shoulders are intact.
Yeah. So, that was a bad idea, but then this happened.
Wade from behind takes it away. Chalmers, Paul, Dames! Whoa! And a technical foul called on Miami with a toss.
I like that you left that part in.
So that happened just a couple days ago. Like, wait, that was yesterday, right?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh my gosh. And that one was better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was way better. Well, for one thing, it's way better because people felt sorry for Brandon Knight. Like, oh, really, Brandon Knight? Like, people were making fun of him, but they actually felt sorry for him. Everyone was happy that that happened to Jason Terry. Like, literally, the NBA was leaping for joy. Like, finally, somebody got that guy.
He wasn't even looking.
He
doesn't even count.
He should have known better.
He's shorter than Brandon Knight.
For, well, here's one thing about the Brandon Knight dunk. Like, I am absolutely positive that that was an offensive foul.
Soft Diddy.
Yeah.
Hold on. If anybody is out there listening to this, because I am doing it live, three people need to fucking come on. We got 8 minutes.
That's, of course, for
our... I don't
our,
think any of those three are listening, though.
Yeah, but if they are, you need to sign up right now for the TPS MLB, MLB 13, the show.
Two people. Come on, two people.
Two people. Come on,
Tanaka's
two people.
Tanaka's playing the game right now.
Is he one of those two people?
Yes.
Gosh, come on, Canuck. Really?
He deserves not to have Toronto.
Wow.
Yeah, we're fuck you. Clown. We're okay. Not giving you shit.
Okay, back to defending Brandon Knight. Like, that was an offensive foul. If you watch the replay, and I've watched this over and over, he had the position. It was Brandon Knight's airspace, okay? When you own that airspace and somebody comes flying in and flies into you, how is that not an offensive foul? You were there already.
What?
Watch the replay.
Exist.
Watch the replay.
If you jumped, then that would be a foul on Brandon Knight.
Brandon Knight he owned that airspace, and then here comes DeAndre Jordan, just flies right into him. That should have been an offensive foul. That is not what happened to Jason Terry.
Did DeAndre not announce his presence when he was coming into land?
He didn't have FAA clearance to land.
I loved his face after the dunk happened. Like he was like excited about it, but he was also like, I'm going to be I'm going to have the top dunk of the year type of face. And yeah. I can't believe it happened to me.
Well, and then LeBron took it away from him.
Yeah, that's true.
You think LeBron did that on purpose? Like,
oh yeah.
He wants to be the best dunk of the year.
Yeah, that's that competitive spirit he needs to have. He needs to be a BA for, like, the rest of his career, just like that.
Because, well, at the end of him just killing Terry, he stares at him.
Yeah.
Like almost like, remember when Tiger Woods hit that Nike ball at the Masters? It was kind of like that.
Yeah, he looked at him like, bitch. It's like, wow.
So what did that hurt you, McLean? Because Terry's kind of your boy.
Well, I'm glad I got to see it live.
Yeah.
Instead of like Brandon Knight, because I didn't get to see Brandon Knight live.
Yeah.
And the first time I heard about it was on Twitter when people were saying he died. If that had been Jason Terry, it would have, you know, like Brandon Knight, who cares?
Whoa. It's because it was his airspace. You feel his pain.
Shit.
Yes.
I'm going to the Mavericks game on my birthday. It's going to be the Clippers and the Mavericks.
Oh, yeah? Is that on ESPN? That should be on ESPN. I'm going to look for you. Which one are you going to be?
I'm going to be the black guy.
Did you say anything about Terry getting hit?
No.
No?
He's fighting with Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
Well, wasn't he fighting with somebody else on Twitter? Oh, no. He was booing Derek Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with that?
That was funny.
No, that isn't funny.
Yes, it is.
All Derek Fisher does is put himself on the line for the Players Association, puts himself on the line for every team he's ever been to, and put himself on the line for his family. And then you're going to boo him?
You know he was going to get kicked out of the Players Association.
Well,
he did. Because he wasn't eligible if he didn't play.
He did some shady things.
And then Mark Cuban did him the favor of bringing him in. just so he could stay with the Players Association.
So wait a minute. I didn't see him booing. Like, was it big time boos? Was he like?
No, he just said that he didn't.
Oh, okay.
Or do you mean like everybody booed him?
I thought Cuban was actually out there booing him.
Oh, I guess he was, but you couldn't hear him specifically. Oh, just okay. Him.
That would have been
It was
great.
A home game, so everybody was booing him.
Oh, but he was booing him. He wasn't just booing him because he was on the team. He was booing him because he was Derek Fisher. There's a big difference.
You know, because of what he did.
What did he do? He put his family first? What's wrong with that?
No, he used his family to back out. Because he said he missed his family or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Mark Cuban was like, all right, I understand.
Yeah.
Let him leave. And then, like, a month later, he signs with Oklahoma. Like, he didn't inform Dallas or anything that he wanted to come back.
Well, his family values a championship. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, and Mark Cuban made a funny statement about that. He was like, oh, I understand. In 30 days, kids get older, so they understand. And it's easier to fly in and out of Oklahoma City instead of Dallas.
That's true. I hate Dallas Airport.
No, but I mean, like, they're right next to each other.
I hate Dallas, period. So.
Who doesn't?
Cuban.
Ugh, he's the worst.
Actually, I like the Rangers, but, you know, they're a shitty team.
Are they in Dallas? They're not in Dallas. Yeah,
Arlington, that is in DFW.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, technically.
Oh, wow. Okay,
I used to live right down the street from the stadium.
All right, what else happened lately?
What are we saying on basketball?
That's newsworthy. We don't have to. We can just go newsworthy in sports.
Can we go newsworthy as in there's a podcast that got canned?
I haven't heard it. Sports? I haven't heard anything. It hasn't come up on my feed. So is that real?
Oh, yeah, I got to put the feed up. Yeah, that's real.
Is that legit?
Did you just spoil your own announcement?
No.
Well, nobody's heard the announcement if they didn't listen live.
Yeah, people listen live. There's a lot of people.
This is going to be out before your announcement show.
Do you have as many people listening live as Edidi has followers for the PlayStation show?
Which we have not confirmed yet.
700, right?
Yeah.
In joke.
2,000 people listening live. 2,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wait, what podcast was canceled?
The Battlefield Zero Tolerance podcast was canned. Gone.
Why?
Why? Who listens to it anymore?
I thought you said 2,000 people did.
They just listen to ranting. They don't listen to it. They don't download it anymore. Like, fuck this shit. No. Oh, there's a new podcast coming.
Isn't Battlefield over, though?
No, Battlefield's not over.
Didn't they release the endgame?
They got motorcycle. Ooh, well, endgame does kind of say over, right?
Yeah.
Endgame.
Three is endgame.
Damn it.
Four is 8:30 resurrection.
Some of the bitches ain't here. Tell Canuck he's fucking out. Canuck, you're out of here, buddy.
He's actually online playing the game right now.
Playing the game. I've been messaging him like crazy.
Is he ignoring messages? Have you guys PSN messaged him?
Yeah, message. Yes.
Oh, okay. Message him again. Say, I got your Blue Jays. Eat it.
All right, I'm going to send that message right now.
Are Canadians allowed to say stuff like eat it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so
they're gonna get arrested or something.
Yeah. Oh, let me go ahead and fucking upload this shit. I've been struggling with this Windows 8 shit.
So in other news, BZT has been canceled, but there is a new project coming from the creators of BZT, right?
Yes, sir.
So that's gonna happen, and you heard it here first because that show hasn't been released yet.
It's not like the Battlefield Coexist podcast, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So what about in other news?
In other news, Edidi is not online.
Anything else in sports?
Yeah, he's watching Netflix.
Yeah,
Netflix. What happened to your Wolverines?
What do you mean what happened to my Wolverines?
They're in the Big Ten tournament.
They're saving their best for last, okay?
Wait, the men or the women?
Yeah, actually, no, they like, come on. We all know the Big Ten is the hardest conference in all of college basketball. And all that happens is the best teams have to play each other all year long. They're going to beat up on each other. And that's exactly what happened in the Big Ten tournament. Indiana, the top two teams lost, Indiana and Michigan. They lost before they could get to the Big Ten championship. Not a surprise. That's what happens when you're playing an upper echelon talent. Okay. Now it's coming down to the NCAA tournament where they get a free ride to the championship. I've already went through this before, but Michigan has a free ride. Did you see that the team that they would have to play as the number one seed? It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Hold on. I closed my window, so I don't know who it is.
Talking about Kansas?
Yeah, Kansas. Absolute joke. Are you serious? Really?
Why are they a joke?
Because they're Kansas.
They beat Ohio State at Ohio State.
Who doesn't?
Hey, big, scary Big Ten team.
Hey, you guys want to know some real news? Tomorrow the government's supposed to go on strike.
Is that real? Are you just making that up?
No, wait, what's going on strike?
I have an email that told me I should be out there supporting my brothers on strike tomorrow from my union.
Your brothers, meaning the government?
Yeah. Like, what the
fuck? Is it brothers?
They're not my brothers.
With an ER or with an A?
Yeah, which is it?
With an ER.
Ugh.
Oh, don't support that.
Yeah, those aren't your real brothers.
Yeah, fuck them.
Okay, so
making money tomorrow.
You're gonna go through the picket lines and tell them how you're gonna make some dough tomorrow.
Get that cheddar.
Get out of my fucking way! I'm going in. You don't get out of my way, you're gonna be a fucking hood on me.
You should make it rain on the picket line.
Actually, it's about to thunderstorm right now. Boom.
Oh, man.
It's thundering and lightning out here. McLean, you getting that thunder and lightning up there?
Nothing here.
It's cloudy as shit, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Weather talk.
Metaphors.
Weather talk. I don't know.
It's not. I thought it was, but it's not.
This is actual, real, legit weather talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, great.
360 degrees.
So the thing about Michigan, and because they get a free ride to the championship, it's all about who they're gonna play in the championship. And I have the Big Ten teams going deep into this tournament,
I don't have my brackets picked yet. Do you already have yours all done?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I got my champion picked.
How many times have you changed it?
I've changed it at least 3 times since we've been talking these last 10 minutes. But that's not the championship we need to worry about, Bourne. What we need to worry about is the women's bracket.
What did I sign up for? Link, but it took me to the men's bracket.
It did?
Yeah.
No. You need to sign up for the women's. What's the group name? The group, the WTPS.
WTPSN Skylar Diggins fans.
Yeah, but where did you post this at? Is that not the one that you posted on every fantasy site?
I don't remember which one I posted.
Only through email.
I don't know which one I put on the fantasy main page.
Okay.
Of our groups. I'm not sure. But I can email everyone this one.
I think I'm going to need that one then.
Okay, so I better do that quickly because I think the games start in a couple days also. Okay.
Why did I get an invite? Like, how do I play this?
You got to pick – do you do NCAA tournament stuff in Canada?
Like Frozen Four?
Go ahead and sign up for that while I'm sitting here on ESPN. Boom.
You guys don't, like, get into the tournament, you know, somebody's going to win it all. Cinderella, Sweet 16, Elite 8. Notre Dame's gonna take it all.
But we all know who's gonna win.
Yeah, Notre Dame.
No. What? Baylor.
No, Baylor's not gonna win.
Didn't you hear Brittany Griner?
What'd she say?
She said only one team can beat them.
Yeah.
That's the Miami Heat.
Did she say that for real?
Yeah.
I'm talking big shit out of Waco, Texas.
Oh my gosh. Well, when Notre Dame wins, it's going to be all the sweeter. That's what they need to do.
Are you still on Skylar's bandwagon?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Skylar.
She's going to beat Baylor. She's going to behead the beast. They cannot go to the national championship 3 years in a row and lose. They beat UConn 3 times this year.
How many times did they beat Baylor?
They haven't, but the third time's the charm. It's hard to beat a team 3 times or lose to a team 3 times in a row unless you're Connecticut.
How many players did Baylor lose last year or this year from last year?
I don't remember. They just.
None.
They need to drug test. Okay.
They need to check Brittany Griner for man parts.
Testicles. Like seriously. She did a spin move dunk and I'm like, it's impossible. I don't believe a woman can do that. I don't care that you say you're a woman. You're not. Okay. And I don't think it should be allowed that she plays with women, to be honest with you. If you're a woman or if you're a man in a woman's body, you're a man, right? Am I right? Can I get an up top on that?
Up top. Oh, wow.
Can I get an up chuck on that?
Wait. Did you realize that you misspelled Skylar?
Did I?
Yeah.
Is it with an A?
That makes it better, Bourne, because it's supposed to be like the creepy.
Type. Is that how you password protect?
That's
password protection.
It's supposed to be the creepy kind of like fan group. It's supposed to be the fan group that spells her name wrong.
It's not. It has nothing to do with like the Breaking Bad character or anything like that.
Ooh, that might be even better. That would be even creepier. I should have put her.
Wow, we misspelled Skylar on our Skylar Diggins fan bracket.
I should rename the group "Creepy Skylar Diggins Fans."
We're gonna get called out. For being fake.
Fraudulent. No, we have the official picture. So we're legit. We're covered. Okay. So that's what everyone's going to be watching is can Notre Dame go to the championship 3 years in a row and finally take down Godzilla and
who do they have for the opening round?
Oh, I just closed the page.
All right, I'll open it up. They're playing Tennessee Martin.
Yeah. And I think last year I dominated in this pick'em.
Do I need a separate app for this or can I use the regular like tournament bracket app?
Ooh, I don't know, even know if it's in an app.
Oh, jeez.
You just got to fill it out.
No love at all for the women.
Are you in the iPhone?
Yeah. I've got the bracket bound app. I just don't have it. I haven't seen if they have it for women or not.
Let me see if they have it on Android.
I'm sure they do. Well, I don't know if they have it for the women at all. That's the one thing.
It doesn't look like it.
Driving traffic to the website is all. No big deal. All right. Let's get into, unless you guys have any other things to talk about, Bourne, anything sports related?
They have a bracket bound app.
I thought there was something, but no, I can't think of anything right now.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the TPS MLB.
God of War. Let's talk about God of War.
No, what? Let's not talk about God of War. Let's talk video about games? The TPS.
We're going to go to video games.
No, we're not going to video games. We're going to fantasy baseball. We're going to the league that's set up that we already drafted. Teams are set. How many teams are there? Hold on. We got
eight
guys to sign up in our first ever fantasy baseball league. We have no idea how this is going to work out. But our rosters are set and there has already been a blockbuster trade in this league.
Yeah, there's a bunch of trade raping going on.
And, so the TPSN baseball writers, traded with Canuck, a newcomer to fantasy, T-Piss Fantasy Sports, and he didn't know any better, okay? He doesn't have the history. He doesn't have the history of trading.
I warned him, though.
Well, yeah, you tried to warn him.
No, I sent him messages on Twitter, including yourself. Warned him. Yes. And he didn't heed the warning at all.
So the best part about this trade is this was not my offer. My offer, I was trying to steal and see if I could get away with something because I knew he wanted Batista. That was the key to this trade, is he wanted Batista. He had a man crush, has a man crush on Jose Batista. And so I thought, well, if I can get rid of Batista, I got him for nothing to begin with, and now this guy's overvaluing him, I'm going to be able to get players for free. And he was a little scared because of the Twitter messages, so he countered with a better offer.
Oh, did he really?
He countered with this offer that I got, which gives me Pujols, Stanton, and Rizzo. And I like Rizzo. I think so he's going to have a breakout season.
So that actually had a negative effect on...
Yeah, on him.
He actually offered better players after I sent him something.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what happens with Teixeira. Teixeira, to me, has no value. I mean, he has value, but he's an overrated value. Because he strikes out too much.
He's out.
Yeah, but that was the thing. That happened right when the trade went down. And I knew he was, like, something was going on with him.
Oh.
But I didn't have all the deets.
Dip him out.
Didn't have all the details.
Oh. What the fuck, man? Come on.
Look here.
I'm just waiting on these guys, these last two guys, to fucking sign up. And one is playing the fucking game. What the fuck? Canuck, not only have you opened your asshole up to E. Diddy.
Oh my god.
You're gonna get kicked in the nuts. That is all.
So that happened, which is great. Thank you, Canuck.
I vetoed it.
Well, so did I.
Yeah, I thought everybody would.
Canuck just started up another round of our TTS, so he's there. He's there. He's actively playing.
He's actually playing the game. He's doing something.
He started up. I saw his status.
He's actively ignoring PSN messages then.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't want to be in the league anymore.
Maybe his third PS3 got stolen. Somebody else is using his sign-in information.
What if he knows that he can't get Toronto and he's pissed?
Because I took him. That's right. Too slow. Take your Jays. Eat it.
You know, he's had a rough start to his MLB season.
Or his introduction to the TPSN.
Yeah, the TPSN, fantasy, baseball, / video game leagues, whatever. So let me go with this. McLean, some predictions for your team. Because you're just now figuring out what fantasy baseball is all about.
I have no idea what it's about.
But you were trying to strategize last time I talked to you. Like you were trying to do something. You had an idea of the direction you wanted to take your team.
Yes.
Spill the beans.
I can't spill the beans.
It's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's very obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're right. It is obvious. I'm going for all Rangers.
Yeah, you're going to live or die by the Rangers season.
Yeah, that's my
year.
Strategy this year. That's what I was planning out.
He's getting all the Cokeheads. Yeah. I would have went with Cokeheads, not Rangers.
It works better than your strategy of getting all Cowboys.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Whoa, I almost won it all.
What? No, you didn't. Did you even make the playoffs?
Who got injured? Someone got injured.
Nobody got injured. Romo was Romo.
Romo?
Bradshaw.
You got Romo. You got Romo.
He was injury prone.
Yeah.
I wish I had CJ Spiller or whoever I traded. Freddie Jackson.
Freddie Krueger Jackson. Wow.
Who also got injured later.
Wait a minute. Freddie Jackson's a singer.
Freddie Krueger Jackson. Is that the same guy?
And Percy Harvin also went down. I was number two in scoring.
Yeah, but you weren't number two in winning.
So it sounds like the past hasn't been settled yet.
I don't know how to play fantasy games.
Okay, well, what about you, Bourne? What about you?
my offense isn't going to be a problem. I need to possibly make a trade for to improve some pitching here, particularly because Greinke was my number one, but he's has some elbow soreness right now, so he's possibly going to start the season on the DL. So I need to try and I could possibly lead a majority of the categories in offense and try and see if I can steal a few in pitching. And as long as I stay okay with that, I think I need to lead or be in like third or fourth place in majority of the categories, which I don't think should be too difficult in the offense. It'll be mostly the starting pitching categories.
So Bourne needs pitching. So pitchers
are... grab Sabathia off of McLean because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, there's some pitchers. We still have a decent free agent pool, so I just got to... There's a few guys right now. Right now, like, all the third basemen that I had drafted, Pablo Sandoval, David Wright, and David Freese, all have some type of injury with them right now. So I need to try and figure out what's going on with them and then either make a move with them or maybe one of the lower-end guys to try and pick up an extra pitcher.
Huh. All right, Canada, what about you? I'm looking at your team, and this is...
I like my team. I'm kind of bad in the catcher position. I got a lot of pop. I got good pitching.
I'm sorry to laugh.
Go ahead and say I have a pretty stacked team.
I'm not laughing at you. I was laughing at remembering what had kind of happened during the draft of number one franchise being gone with all of his lack of players.
And then he's still paying like $20 for a player.
Well, then he ran out of roster spaces, but had a bunch of money left over, which doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah, I picked up Jeter for nothing.
And then what was who?
Isn't Jeter like old?
Jeter is really
going to put up points, man.
No, I think this is the year.
Is it really?
Jeter looks like as old as he is. Like he got away with one last year. I think
Jeter is going to come out on his walker this year.
Who,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, who spent like a crap load of money on Braun?
Ooh, that's a good
question. Was that the only player? I thought it was one player, like somebody was getting ready to just add bids and then they just typed in a number. No, it wasn't Braun because Braun was for 62. But I thought there was somebody higher than that.
It wasn't Hamilton, was it?
I think Braun was the most expensive.
Braun was the most expensive? Hold on, the draft recap does show the values.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I got Hamilton for 48. That's a steal.
I could pay 28 or 30 for Cabrera.
Yeah, for an eight team league, $62 is pretty steep.
Who paid $62?
What?
Boy howdy.
That's for Brutter?
Yeah.
It was very early, so.
Yeah.
They didn't know how much that was.
Well, I think like everybody was kind of adding single bids, and then somebody typed in like 60, and I think he accidentally had typed like hit a one extra incremental bid and automatically swung over to 62 for him. And I think everybody else was like, well, that's pretty too steep. I'm gonna hand on that.
Well, it looks like this is not gonna happen tonight.
Oh, cannot join the league, just joined.
Ooh,
here it is.
Ooh!
Step aside now.
Well, is he online?
Just boot him.
Just boot him?
Yeah.
No, we can't boot him.
He's a
defending champ.
He's a former champion.
He's gonna be defending nothing.
So should I invite someone else? Who else can I invite? I can invite Vicon.
Oh, I just got a message from Canuck. Not cool, man.
Tell him if he pays the commissioner, I might fix it for him.
Look, I could tweet all of my picks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that.
On MLB?
No, on the, on the ESPN Fantasy League. Like, I just,
are you going to tweet out the guys that you already traded?
That was the first one I did. My Cocoa Crisp tweet is yummy.
Oh man, I wanted Coco Crisp.
Ooh.
You outbid me for him.
I got him for $5.
That's a little too high for me.
I can't believe I got the MVP for 48. Like, Josh Hamilton is gonna win the MVP.
Oh.
Someday.
Overrated.
This year.
Same with Mike Trout.
And, overrated. Wait a minute.
He's gonna win MVP on his own team.
He's gonna win the MVP because Pujols is in that lineup and everyone is afraid of Pujols.
Pujols had a terrible start last season.
I got Pujols for free.
Why wouldn't he have a terrible another half a season?
Oh no, he is going to start this season so hot because he has Josh Hamilton to lean on now.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I have a dream team. Like, look at is Mariano Rivera pitching yet?
No. Yeah, he did pitch. What? Yeah.
Yeah, it is over. Cespedes, look at that. He's a guy
who hits home runs with a donut on his bat.
Yep. I don't have to share anymore, but that's okay. He's awful. Joe Mauer?
Chase Utley doesn't even have any knees left.
Who needs knees when you can win? You're amazing, and you're on the TPSN baseball writers. I kind of wish I didn't have knees right now.
Who not Coco Crisp?
Is there has to be a player nominated.
Who would have been 10?
Is that you, John?
That would have been the second pick. $5. For free.
Oh.
Free stolen bases.
Your pitching is not so hot.
Who?
Your pitching.
My pitching is stacked. Mark Burley, Cy Young.
Your starters?
Mariano Rivera, Rolaid Relief Man of the Year.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I don't know who any of those guys are, except for Mariano.
You don't know baseball.
Doug Fister? Come on. Come on.
They have great names, though. Don't give them that.
Houston Street? Jim Johnson?
Come on.
Yeah.
I've got Cano and Pedroia, second base.
Who?
Desmond, short.
No.
Prince Fielder at first base.
D-Pity is on a downward spiral.
No.
I can say one thing about the draft.
Yeah?
I got laughed at so much about my draft, it wasn't funny.
No, it was funny, though. That was the thing.
It was funny. We all laughed.
No, it wasn't funny because you weren't laughing with me. You were laughing at me.
That's what made it funny.
And I actually drafted a decent team.
I don't agree.
No, I think you're going to be...
about projections.
No, I think your team is going to be dead last.
How much did your randomizer pay for Curtis Granderson? I remember Granderson was like the only guy you had on
the
team.
Yeah, you had you had the injured guy.
We were like, hey, franchise is okay. He's going to take it with Curtis Granderson.
Oh, man. That was a great draft.
Yeah, I'm really excited to do auction for the other sports.
Yeah, that'll make it way more interesting. And we'll understand value. In the other sports.
Yeah, that's true. So I just did a 4-hour draft this past Sunday for baseball with other guys that I've played with for probably 6 or 7 years, and that was a tough draft.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Have to do research
when you know
right?
the value of the players, it's pretty fun.
What else? Anything else for the TBSN MLB Fantasy League, our first year?
Oh.
No? On to basketball? On to some fantasy basketball?
Basketball.
All right. Well, it's playoff time in the TBS.
Wait. Let's talk about last week.
What happened last week? Nothing really happened. Boring week.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a boring week.
You talking about my reaction to the week?
No.
Oh.
Must be the rump riding.
Well,
yeah, just like I was talking about the last time we had the show, wondering if I was going to get a repeat treatment against beating the bros in football 3 times, and sure enough, it happened. I beat E. Diddy for the 3rd time this year, and I don't even end up with the number 2 seed. So ridiculous. I have a better record than the guy who does have the number 2 seed. And
I was surprised by that too.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
I think I beat up on E. Diddy every time I play.
What are you talking about? Well, first, Bourne got a free win because If Pekovic is healthy, he gets me 100 easy. And that puts me at 647. Or 747.
Entire week.
747. This, what my legit score should have been is let's start at a baseline of 747. And then give me a,
give yourself an extra 100 points.
Give me a healthy Jamal Crawford and it's a blowout.
Jamal Crawford gave you negative one in two games.
I love it. Keep cranking, baby.
He had a tough time.
Man, your team sucks.
What are you talking about?
Delfino, Jameer Nelson, Marcus Thornton, JJ Redick.
Which is all part of a fire sale today. He dropped pretty much all of those guys.
I'm starting over.
Yeah.
Rebuilding for next year.
Your real season starts this week?
Today.
Yes. Now. What else happened last week? Let me take a look here. So the Rough Riders or the Ball Riders, whatever, they lost. But who wouldn't lose if Pekovic was injured, right? Am I right? We can all agree on that. Pekovic is the key to wins. Guess who else lost? Mexico Brownies are essentially a 500 team. I don't know if you guys,
I told you.
The Brown Bombers, sorry.
That I was going to mail it in. I told you I would lose every game, and you said you were going to win every game, and I held up my end.
Wow. Look at that.
Five-game
losing streak. Wow.
And I told you I would still make the playoffs.
And you got a freaking number two seed.
God. Well, hold on here. So I'm right. The moral of the story is, I was
you
right.
You can't be trusted as a commissioner is the moral of the story.
When I said that the Brown Bombers were not 11-3 good, that was true. Or 11 and whatever good. Because they ended up started losing, being exposed by everyone.
No, because that whole time I was holding on to, what's the guy's name? The Chicago point guard?
Oh, Derrick Rose?
Derrick Rose?
Yeah. And I don't know, he's being a baby.
No, I picked him up.
He's at 109%. He won't play.
He's not going to play until he's confident that he can dominate. He just doesn't want to go out there and score baskets. He wants to win.
But Softies got to stick together.
So like I said, Brown Bombers are not that good, and they're proving it. Who else isn't that good?
Wait a minute.
What?
I'm tied with Ball Riders for record.
Yeah, your team is better than they look. You're almost as good as the Ball Riders.
Baked Tomatoes kind of just edged in. He mailed it in as well, and he's only 2 points down from basketball reasons this week.
So let me see. Let me see where the standings ended up. So Brown Bombers won the Black Division with an 11-8 record.
That's sad.
Which you shouldn't have been in the playoffs because Hand Baskets had 11-8. And they're a better team.
No, I'm pretty sure I had a tiebreaker over him.
No, but he has a better team.
No, he doesn't. Look at his points for.
He won the last one. Last. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games in a row. You lost 5 games in a row.
Look.
His team was peaking.
The second least points total.
His team was peaking at the right time.
No, they weren't. He's played bad the entire year.
What do you mean? He had the same record as you.
Yeah, but I didn't play bad teams. I beat like Bourne, and I beat
by like 1 point,
twice,
2 points.
I beat everybody.
You didn't beat the Ball Riders.
Yeah, I did.
What? Where?
Well, I want to look it up.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, look it up. I beat everyone.
Look at that matchup number 4. Oh, I lost to you. My bad. Okay, I was looking at that wrong. My bad. All right. Well, I disagree.
Did I not beat Franchise? I did beat you.
You only beat me by 3 points.
See?
Well, I guess that one doesn't count.
It doesn't count. JJ Redick, we talked about this.
All right. Well, I beat everybody except Bourne because that one doesn't count.
Yeah, this one will count. If you beat me here, this one will count.
So wait.
I mean, after I beat you here.
Win.
So, the Brownies are 11-8. They won the Black Division, but they're not 11-8 good. followed by Ball Riders and Franchise 8-11, which we're playing in the Consolation franchise this week.
Yeah, I'm actually winning.
Barely. And that won't last for long.
He's doubling you.
He's trying to tell you.
Is that another Jamal Crawford sway stat?
Hold on. I'll tell you what the deal is, what's going on. Let me check. Hold on.
No, he did. He's tanking.
I have an answer for this.
Didn't you see he picked up a bunch of Pistons?
Yeah.
That's tanking.
That's not tanking.
Pretty much.
Well, he picked up Tayshaun. Technically not a Piston anymore.
I'm not tanking. How dare you? I'm going after the win.
Is he trying to throw the standings off so that he can get the number one pick next year?
Ooh. I'll have to see what my options are there. How could I be tanking if I took Derrick Rose at 109%? He's going to play.
He's going to play?
He's going to play. I'm calling it. I'll have to put that on the board.
Wait. I beat Mexico Brownies.
There's yeah. Who didn't?
You?
I beat you. I know I beat man. You. Oh, man. I beat right there, week 13.
Riders. I'm looking at that. I only played the Ball Riders once, I think.
Once? I
played them twice. Wow, he actually got me in one.
Of course I did. Tiebreaker, rubber match.
One.
All right, let me see. Let me check the standings now. The White Division, Basketball Reasons, 15-4. Hampton, 14-5. This was the legit division. The White Division was where all the good teams were. I mean, the last place team had 9 wins.
Wait a minute. This was when I was trying to win the championship over football. That doesn't count. You don't get that win. Get out of here.
Oh, you forgot? Or you weren't paying attention yet?
Yeah, get out of here.
To win
I wanted my 50 bucks. I wasn't even paying attention to this shit. You don't get that win. Get out of here.
All right, so the playoffs right now. Seed number 4, Baked Tomatoes, reigning champion, right?
No, he's on Drago.
Drago is out of the playoffs.
Yeah,
okay,
not in the playoffs.
So Baked Tomatoes, 4 seed versus Basketball Reasons, the 1 seed, and we can pretty much give this to Reasons. He has the best team. Even though it's close right now, it's not going to be close later. That's the bottom line.
And why are we 2 weeks? Why are we doing like 2 weeks?
I have no idea. That's just what it did.
Ask the commissioner.
Man. Yeah, ask the commissioner. Put in an email to the commissioner.
Wow. Oh boy.
Then the other matchup, Hampton versus the Brown Bombers, the 3-2 matchup, and I mean, 11-8 record shouldn't even be in the playoffs.
I was trying to tank because I wanted the 4 seed.
But it was impossible for you to get the 4 seed.
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time. Nobody did.
Yeah, the worse you can do, apparently, the better you
winning. Well, winning your division has value in this league.
I wanted to play Basketball Reasons.
Why? Because
I own him.
Oh. So I'm thinking 11-8 shouldn't have gotten into the playoffs. Hampton, you have this in the bag. 2 weeks does kind of throw a wild card out there. Kind of don't know what's going to happen. You're going to have to be making sure you pay attention to your waiver and picking people up till you fill in your position. Now the consolation ladder, actually technically, more good teams are in the consolation ladder than in the legit, like the regular playoffs. Because for one thing, the Mexico Brownies shouldn't have been in the playoffs. It should have been Hand Baskets. So that's a better team. Drago won 9 games, which was more than every other team except for the Brown Bombers in the Black Division. So they're a legit team. The team franchise and the Ball Riders both finished tied for 2nd in the Black Division. So if you're tied for 2nd, you're legit, right? So technically there's only 2 bad teams out of 6 in the consolation ladder. This is technically harder to win because of how stacked it is. I mean, this is a stacked field of teams.
Wow.
So yeah. I'm thinking that I know Sponge said whoever wins gets $100, and like, okay, that's cute. Like, you can get your $100 from the NBA store, but whoever wins a consolation ladder should probably get a trophy or something to show that they did
or something. Or a t-shirt that says, I survived the consolation ladder.
So the matchups are number 6, Drago versus Hand Baskets. Coin flip. Two good teams going at each other. Anybody could win. Team franchise, the 8 seed versus the 7 seed TPSN Fall Riders.
Who are the lowest scoring team currently.
But the Ball Riders have regrooped. Actually,
wait a minute. How does the consolation ladder work here? Why isn't the 6 team playing the number 10? They don't do anything similar to like with the winner's bracket?
Hold on. If the winners, if you win, you go to GC4. So the losers go to GT6. I don't know how that works. I have no idea. I have no idea why they even seeded it, if it's going to be like that.
Yeah,
no,
it's my point.
It's like the NFL, where the winners of the 6-5 and 8-7 play for the fifth place.
Oh, for the fifth place, and then the losers play for the lower place.
Okay.
That's how it goes. Yeah. Let's see. Game 3, number 10 seed Milwaukee Bucks versus 9 seed I'm Not a Racist. Probably not going to be invited back. We're probably going to have this league go down 2 teams.
Which we weren't even talking about last year for him.
Right. Is Butters in this?
No.
Oh, yeah, because he wasn't setting his lineup.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was the Bucks of last year.
Yeah, that's right. So we didn't invite him to begin with. So, I mean, I think we finally got a core group of fantasy players that want to be involved. It seems about
step aside online.
8. Ooh, get at him.
Get him.
Get at
him. Hurry.
He's already got messages.
How many?
20. I don't know, about 6.
Get at him.
He started up the game.
Yeah.
All right.
He's going to go play his road to the show.
We're going to do this.
He's going to play his road to the show. I know it.
I wonder why it's giving us a Wednesday draft time now.
No.
Oh, gosh. Just leave it. Wednesday's tomorrow anyway. That's not that
big. Like Wednesday in the morning?
I don't know. As soon as he logs in and says, okay, yeah.
Somebody didn't take Atlanta from him, right?
I don't think so. I don't know who Canuck took. I don't know who
Canuck took, right?
Did Canuck take Atlanta?
Oh, man. That'd be great. That'd be great if we waited all this time and we said, you know what? Screw this. I can't have Atlanta. I don't want anybody.
Yeah. And then it turns out that we would auto-draft on, like, the 24th when the other league started on the 23rd.
Right.
Oh, that would be
we
so.
We could all go back to that league.
I'm still in it.
Charge of.
I got to get a new invite. And franchise isn't even the commissioner.
Yeah,
anymore.
Nobody likes the commissioner of the old league. Wow. Oh, no, it's not you, franchise. It's McLean now. It automatically put him as the.
The guy who doesn't know baseball. It's
tough. All right, so we're. This first round of playoffs is 2 weeks. And it looks like the championship week is 2 weeks also to
finalize.
Nobody's
going to be playing that final championship round.
It's going to be a coin flip.
Everybody's going to be sitting.
It's going to be how good are you at picking up players that are available. And I am not releasing Derrick Rose.
Well, as long as you keep all the Detroit players, we'll be okay.
Like, who has Jose Calderon?
He only plays 8 minutes.
I was legitimately pissed that somebody had Jose Calderon already. I was like, really? Come on.
I think I'm going to go up one more home run on you.
Uh-oh. You're playing right now?
Yep.
Oh, the league is full.
So what happened? Did I drop my players?
Franchise, activate.
Yeah, he has to activate
it. Come on, franchise.
Hurry. That at-bat has to wait.
Wait, hold on.
Just strike out.
Yeah.
Fuck. Actually, I didn't strike out. I went on base.
All right.
Well, save your game. You can save in between, right?
Don't leave the game.
No, don't. You need to save it. Come on.
You don't even know about our DTS.
You need that on-base percentage.
I don't think I need to know.
That on-base percentage is going to affect your next contract, just so you know.
Yeah. Oakland won't even want to look at you.
You're going to get traded to Miami.
Ugh.
A trade rape.
You don't want to be a prospect. Okay?
Damn it. I'm having a good hitting game, too. Damn
you
it.
Can save in game.
You don't have get to out. Listen to
get
us.
Out.
Word saying you don't have to listen. Canada saying get out. Quit the game now. We all want to see who we pick.
We're not even going to get to draft. It's going to draft like tomorrow.
It's going to, no, it's going to draft. I have faith.
It'll draft right now.
Well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to start this game. I'm kind of upset about it, but I'm going to do it.
You'll make it. You'll get through it.
You still make the show.
This league has become so apathetic now. It used to be so exciting.
Man, 169.
This is why people download though.
Damn, I got 3 hits. Oh, fuck, man. Son of a bitch.
What? What happened?
It went through the game. God damn it. But oh, I was finished? 3-for-4 with an RPI, yeah.
Oh, it simulated
did you strike
it?
Out that last at-bat?
No, I didn't strike out. I hit a 2-run.
Oh, dang. I'm coming for you, franchise.
That's not real, though.
But, I didn't, but it wasn't.
Those
it
are
wasn't
fake stats. Run.
It was an RBI. It wasn't. I got on first base.
Simulated.
Yeah. Don't count.
Pretend.
Bloated.
Doesn't matter. My guy's still a beast.
Leg switch.
All right. Okay. So that's it for the TPS NBA update. In 2 weeks, when we come back, the champion will be crowned. So we might have to schedule.
Wait,
depending.
No, he won't.
It'll be through the first week.
Oh, it'll be halfway through the championship. Okay. So good. That'll be all right. That'll be all right. We might have to do 2 weeks in a row so we can crown a champion. And see where we're at with this MLB 13 league.
Unless are you planning on getting sick again or anything like that?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Going soft?
They hooked me up.
Okay.
They fixed me, which is great. Quickly, anything else sports-wise?
Well, the league activation just happened. Maybe we could get the draft on.
Draft auto just happened.
Is it drafting? Is it auto-drafting?
No, hold on.
Oh, man. Come on. Like,
get your picks filled out by Thursday.
Oh yeah,
if everybody hasn't yet.
TPSN tournament challenge, both women's and men's NCAA tournaments. You can find the information by asking, or if I wanted you to know, you would know. How about that? How about that?
Franchise, why does it say draft will start on March 19th, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m.?
There's a countdown to draft.
Yeah, 6:30 is 9:30 Pacific.
No, when you go in the draft, there's a countdown to draft.
So when is it? What's the countdown say?
It says 12 minutes.
Oh, hell, we gotta go.
Okay, all right. Thank you for listening. Here's the rest of that J.R. Smith song.
Go, J.R.
Boy is toast, his ankles is broke on the floor of the garden. For 2.8 mil, James Dolan, I'm a bargain. So rad, so rad, so rad. My game is like I'm a volume shooter. They told me I need a permit for the scooter. My game is like I love Novak, but if it wasn't for me, he'd be driving a Buick. My game is like my own pet panda. Don't reprimand a player like me for showing natural booty through technology. David Stern. My game is like tattoos and shoes. My game is like freakishly athletic. My game is like tea time of Reverend Jackson. My game is like swashbuckling. I'm bombing threes from every butch angle. Madly inconsistent. I'm bombing threes from every butch angle. An enigma. Some bug, get a haircut. 6 man of the year. So rise, so rise, so rise. 2013, New York Knickerbocker. George Carl, what's up? We look at me now. I demanded big bucks. That's what's up. Big paychecks, what's up? J.R. Smith time, what's up? I'm bombing threes from every butch angle.
Dark just got called a bitch.